entertain? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 158. Jeff's joining us. He's got a game for us today.
Oh, yeah.
And Leighton, of course, is with us from way over in Idaho.
Idaho. And it's... What's today? Where's my iPhone?
It is the first day of a month.
Oh, it's November 1st, 2016, on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
So, for today's episode, we've got, like I mentioned, the poll we've got a game from Jeff.
Yes.
We've got poll question we asked about if you ever had an encounter, of a spiritual kind, a bad spiritual kind. And we've got a little bit of tech news. We've got an accomplishment that I had, and we're going to talk a little bit about our logo, the French Press logo.
Yes.
And then Leighton also had an encounter. He said it was the best weekend of his life. So we're going to find out a little bit more about that, what all that entailed. But to start with, you might have been expecting another person on the podcast tonight, someone by the name of Mr. Dave, and he couldn't make it tonight because there is a baseball game going on. For those of you who don't know, the World Series are currently going, and for those of you who don't know what that is like the championship of baseball. And it's called the World Series. The Cubs are in it, and they haven't won for a century or more. And so this is a pretty big deal.
It's pretty insane.
Now, Leighton said I should mention the GOAT story. And I'm by no means a baseball aficionado. However, I do know a little bit about the GOAT story, and it's very relative to the Cubs. Rumor has it that back the last time the Cubs, and I might be butchering some of the facts, some of the details, but the general story is accurate and true. The general legend is generally true. Basically, the Cubs were in the World Series, and this gentleman, I don't know his name, but he wanted to bring his goat with him into the game. And the people told him that were in charge of, I don't know, the ushers or the people that were at the entrance said, no, you can't bring your goat in, which I completely understand and agree with. But this man was so upset that he put a curse on the Cubs and said they would never again win a World Series. Since that time, the Cubs have come close. They were in the World Series maybe in the 40s. They were very close, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago when they had Sammy Sosa. And they were also pretty close. Actually, they were super close to at least getting there. And then I think they were even leading in a series. And then they ended up losing the series and didn't make it. Well, this year they're actually in it. They're down in the series 3-1.
It's a no, 3-2.
Is it 3-2?
Yeah, it's 3-2 now. We're playing game 6 tonight.
And
wow,
and
you guys know more about this than I do.
They have like 3 points right now. It's like 3-0.
I did see that. They're leading right now. Mr. Dave, I guess, is a big baseball fan. I have only ever watched, before last year, I had only ever watched one baseball game, and that was pretty much as I was looking over my shoulder between games of Xbox. So I've never really watched a baseball game. Last year, I watched one game of the Cubs when they were in the playoff. This year, I've watched several games, and I'm starting to enjoy it. There's more to it than people just standing around a diamond-shaped field and you know, once in a while pitching a ball, once in a while swinging, and even less often hitting the ball. There's more to it than that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I noticed is that to be involved in baseball, you need to be a great spitter. Because every time there's a camera shot, there's someone spitting.
I agree. And it's like the camera like knows when people are about to spit. Like, it's like, oh, that guy's puckering up. Quickly, switch over to him. And then he, oh, that was a good shot.
Do well, I think they just done. Do the entire time.
Do they allow them to chew tobacco on the field?
I don't. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm assuming they can, but the manager for the Indians, I believe that's what they're called, the Cleveland team.
Mm-hmm.
He chews bubble gum, and in the one game I saw, he had a lunchbox full of bubble gum, and there's kind of like a trough at the dugout, which is where the players sit, and once in a while they're called to go out onto the field, but they sit there and spit things and talk, and I don't know what all they do, but he had a bucket of bubble gum, and he would chew some, and then he'd spit it in, and in this trough is probably like 20 or 30 pieces of spit out bubble gum.
Wow.
Sick.
Anyway, I thought it was interesting. And I do hope the Cubs win. I mean, if that's who I'm cheering for.
Yeah.
And I would say I'm a fan. I'm a Cubs fan. I just don't follow it very closely.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Mr. Dave isn't on the podcast tonight. And I completely understand. I'm not a baseball fan, but I am a Notre Dame football fan. And so if Notre Dame would be playing right now, you know, I wouldn't be here either. So we got that out of the way. I just wanted to mention one thing. I felt really good about myself today. What'd you do? I beat a fifth grader at states and capitals.
Not bad.
Now, this might not sound impressive, but here's the thing. I've been competing with this lady for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and she would always beat me, even when she'd give me a few seconds head start. But today, for the first time, I legitimately beat her at States and Capital.
Nice.
I was very, very happy.
Way to go, Ruben. Keep it up.
So that's my accomplishment for the day. Do you any of you guys have accomplishments that you either have had recently or today?
Today I managed to paint an entire mezzanine.
Ooh.
With Dryfall.
Is that a kind of paint?
Yes. It's like a very thick, gunky, oil-based paint.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
Jeff knows what I'm talking about.
It's cool in a way and yet nasty in a way.
All right. It is the worst and the best of its kind.
Today, I managed to not get all of my work done at work. So, yay.
Good job.
That's pretty much every day for me.
Nice. All right. Let's do the poll question. So there was the question last week. Was, have you ever seen or experienced paranormal activity? We had 6 votes. I'm a little disappointed we didn't have more. There was 4 votes for no and 2 for yes.
Whoa.
So, for yes. I would love to hear these stories.
I would too, and I didn't receive any stories.
I did hear one, although it's very slightly paranormal, I guess. But one of our coworkers, he used to live in this home out in the country, and they sold it to somebody else. And who knows if this is paranormal or not, but they sold it to somebody else. And a few weeks later, one of the buyer's relatives, who was a good friend of this guy, came up and said, hey, you ever have anything weird happen at your house? And he said, no, never had anything. Well, and then he said that the new owners claimed that every so often they would see this old dude just walking through the yard, just like totally randomly. Unexplained, no reason for a guy to be there, but they claimed he was there. And
is this home in the country? Or
this home was in the country, yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah, and so, and actually, there was a story, somebody had died in the yard, like, many years back, and it was just an interesting coincidence.
Our new poll question for this week will be, do you like our logo? And by the way, Mr. Doug...
What? We have a logo?
We do have a logo. And it was inspired by Doug Kaufman. Thank you, Doug. You will be receiving your $20 Amazon gift card. And I definitely, the idea I like, I'm just not, I don't like the end result. It's just what I'm saying. Maybe I'm being too picky. We're going to put a picture of it on the website. You can see it. So vote either yes, it's good enough, I like it. Or no, get it redone. And the general idea we've decided. I'm pretty sure I didn't just decide that on my own. I did get your input, right, Layton?
Yes.
Sort of.
I don't think I actually told you what I thought about it, but I think it actually looks good. I like it.
Oh, well, I mean the general idea of it, like with the French press being there and then using the P for the handle and that part of it. We did talk about that.
So. Yes.
So it's going to be up there, and you guys say, yeah, Leighton likes it. I don't. Jeff, what do you think about it?
I actually really like it, especially the red one that has, like, it's a red background and then a lighter red. I want to see that on a T-shirt. I would buy that T-shirt. Mm.
Sold.
Yes.
So that'll be up there, and so just please go. It'd be nice to have a little bit more input than just 6 voters, so please head on over there. And if you have an issue when you're voting and it says some kind of error, just refresh the page. I'm not sure why it does that sometimes, but I have noticed it and have heard from others that it is an issue. So just refresh the page and try it again. And I guess let's we got that out of the way. Man, we're just flying through these things. Leighton, why don't you go ahead and just tell us about your amazing weekend?
Okay, well, where do I begin? Kyle had told me that his girlfriend, Amanda, was going to come out to see him the second weekend that we were out here in Idaho. And I was like, oh, you know, that's cool. And, you know, I talked to my girlfriend, Carrie, about it. And, like, before we even left, like, a couple weeks before I came out here to Idaho, I talked about it with her. I was like, hey, you know, I mean, I know that you... like, your schedule doesn't really allow it, and you don't really have that many leaves left, so you don't really have the opportunity to, but it would just be amazing if you could come out. And she said, okay. But then she said that, you know, it's just, she just doesn't have enough leaves. It just won't work. And I was like, oh, all right, fine, okay. And so when I was out here, this weekend was coming up, and it's like, you know, me and Kyle, you know, we're like best friends, whatever. And we, I don't know, like, yeah, we always hang out, okay? We're like the friends out here. And I knew that it would really stink once Amanda comes out because it's like, well, I mean, I understand that, you know, Kyle and Amanda, you know, they want their time together. That's fine. But it's just like, I'm really going to be missing Carrie then, like really, really bad. Actually, I already was even like before... like that weekend that Amanda came out, like I was just like really missing Carrie. But anyways, so Friday rolls around, the day that Kyle's supposed to pick up Amanda from the airport. And he takes off work early, picks her up, whatever, comes back, and then or comes back to the job site. And brings her with him, and then I'm like, oh, you know, that's, you know, whatever. You know, Amanda's here, that's cool, whatever. And whatever, we finish out the day, we get back from, we come back to the house, and then I have to take, I go with Kyle and Amanda back to the airport to get another rental car so that they can have their own vehicle so that us guys can work on Saturday. So I go with Kyle and Amanda to the airport and then come back, and then I just kind of chill out in my room like the rest of the night. I'm just like really bummed out. Kyle and Amanda are doing their thing, whatever, they go out to eat or something. I don't know what they did. But around 10 o'clock, I decided to call it a night and I go to sleep and I'm out, totally out. And then Kyle, like, I'm out for like a half hour. I'm like totally zonked out, and Kyle knocks on my door and he's like, Leighton, come out here. I need to talk to you. I was like, oh my word, what is this? So I get out of bed. I was actually so tired that I actually slept like with my clothes on. Like I had jeans and a t-shirt on. Well, I had fallen asleep like looking at my iPad. That's why. And yeah, I don't know. So I'd fallen asleep, woke up, Kyle wakes me up. I come out of my room, come out to the kitchen, and then I'm like still kind of half in a daze. And then Kyle, like, he's like looking at me, but then he looks behind me. And so then I turn around and there stands the most amazing girlfriend ever.
And are you talking about Kyle's girlfriend?
No. Okay. Cause Kyle's girlfriend was standing beside him. I would have been facing Kyle's girlfriend, like, while I was still looking at Kyle. But then I turn around and I see the most amazing girlfriend ever. And my girlfriend came out to surprise me.
So she came Saturday or Friday night, right? This is still Friday night?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
So you had Saturday and Sunday together?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
So did you have to work on Saturday then, or did you get out of that?
I got out of that. And it turns out that, like, everybody knew that Carrie was coming out to surprise me. Like, everybody. Like, before I even left.
Except for you.
Like,
I actually even knew about it.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Layton, don't you feel so betrayed right now?
Like, even my coworkers, like, Dustin and Clint. Like, who have, like, I mean, it's okay that they knew, but they, like, it's not like they needed to know or anything like that. But Kyle told them about it, like, before we even left on the trip, like, a week or two before.
A week or two before the Idaho trip.
So they were, like, planning this.
How did they not ever drop it?
I don't know, but it's insane. My mom knew.
Anyway, well, tell us, aside from just seeing your girlfriend, what made this weekend so amazing? Did you guys do something fun, do something special?
It's not just aside from seeing my girlfriend. Like, it's just the fact that I got to, like, spend the weekend with my girlfriend made it amazing. Oh, my word. I don't know. We went out for breakfast Saturday, and I don't know. We went and saw some sites around Boise. We saw, like, a really cool, like, graffiti alley. And it's just, like, a whole bunch of different graffiti art there. It's pretty sweet. I don't know. Other than that, we just, like, watched, we just sat around and watched movies together. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm glad you had a good time. Glad everything worked out.
Yeah,
and I guess, how is the job going? Are you guys still on schedule, or are you still a couple weeks behind?
We're only, like, 3 or 4 months behind. It's going fine.
Okay. So you'll be coming back, though, for Thanksgiving and then going back out until about Christmas or January?
No, we're pretty much right on track. We're pretty much right on schedule. But if something would come up, like, if anything goes wrong, like, to set us back even a couple of days, then we will be off schedule. And I don't know how we're going to recuperate, but
so
yeah.
Right now you're coming back for Thanksgiving. Are you mm-hmm. supposed to be wrapped up by then?
Yes.
Okay.
Now is Spencer's going out as well? Is he coming out to help you, or is he kind of extending his stay past yours?
Well, Kyle told me that he's actually not going to come out.
Oh, okay. News to me.
Surprise! Yay! You heard it here first.
I heard it here first. On the French Press podcast, work-related news.
All right. Layton, are you finished talking about the weekend?
For this episode, yes.
Okay. There's big news, big announcement. Apple came out with their new MacBook Pros, which have been rumored since the beginning of this year. They'd been rumored to be out in the spring. Then it was summer. Then it was late summer. Then it was early fall. And they are available to purchase now with a few weeks to get them shipped. There's the main feature is instead of having your escape and your function keys, your F1 through F12 keys, which on most computers are often your volume button or screen brightness, things like that, has been removed. So Apple continues to take things away. But this time they replaced it with a touch screen, pretty much. And that touch screen is going to replace those buttons. So on the screen, you will have those buttons. And there's definitely videos out there that you can watch. It's pretty cool. It can be customizable. It can be used by programs that you're running on your computer. And then there can be special keys in there to make, basically, instead of using your mouse to maybe go oh, I don't know, if you're using Photoshop to do some special kind of right click, or where you typically had to go into the like a navigation menu to select something, you can now kind of customize that bar. It's called a touch bar, and it looks pretty sweet. Definitely exciting. That was the biggest thing that they announced on there.
Mm-hmm. Ruben, I need to ask your opinion about this. Like, so Apple has declared up and down that people don't want to touch their laptop screens. They don't want a touch screen on a laptop. That just doesn't work. It's not right. But somehow they justify, like, touching just before you get to your screen. Like, just like you don't want to quite touch your screen. No, you just want to touch right in front of your screen. That's where you want to touch. That's the special spot right there. Well, like, why is this?
Here's what from the way I use my computer, I would not touch the screen. I like to use a mouse. And this is not... It is multi-touch, so you can use it maybe to zoom in on some things or to scrub through a video, you know, things like that.
But can't you already do that with a mouse?
You can, but it's not quite as visual or as easy. But I'm excited about it because it will add some more functionality. And here's another thing. The power button is actually built right into it, and also Apple Pay will also be part of it. So that means that it would also include, to log into your computer, you would just press your fingerprint on the track on a portion of that touch bar, like you do on your iPhone, and then it'll log you in. You can use it to pay for purchases if you're on a website.
Incorporating Apple Pay into it.
Yeah,
so very smart idea.
Yeah, that's maybe the biggest advantage.
Apple Pay on a device, I admit, would be pretty good. Now, I disagree with you somewhat on the touchscreen thingy, because I'm sitting here right now using touchscreen on my laptop, and like,
what are you touching?
It feels natural. I'm scrolling right now, but it's like a very
You're scrolling through like a web page.
Yeah,
I could definitely see using it for that.
Yeah, it's not much, but it's just like there are some motions. I don't use it that much, but there are some motions where it's just like easier than moving a mouse. It's just touch it, you know. But like to close out a window or something. It's just very easy.
If you wouldn't have touch, how would you scroll through a web page? Would you use like the touchpad to scroll through?
Usually, yes. Or my mouse as well.
Well, or yeah, that's what I mean. Like a wheel on your mouse.
Yeah. Right. But it just it's just more, I don't know. There's
intuitive.
There's something intuitive and easy to use about it, about touchscreen.
I think I'm a little different from most users here. But I clean my screen, which I never touch, and would would scold anyone who would touch my screen.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, I still clean it about twice a day.
And I
it drives
I can see
me
that.
Nuts. Even if there's like a speck of dust on it, I just can't handle it.
The screen I have, the kind of glass that it is like phone glass almost. It's like it's very smooth to touch. And doesn't really pick up smudges very easily. Like, it's made for that.
Ruben.
But I can definitely, I know where you're coming from there. And I do struggle with the same issues.
Ruben, would you let Boxing John touch your screen?
Only because I know that he is a listener favorite. Only because of that.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I mean, you know, I know that he's been eyeing your laptop quite a bit. He's been mentioning it to me, like, hey, I wouldn't change a laptop. Evil Ding Boxer. You know, he just, yeah, but he just says stuff every once in a while.
He can barely use an iPad. I just don't think he'd be able to use an actual computer.
He may be able to punch the keyboard and actually do something functional.
Well, that's a good point. All right, let's play a little game.
I'm just checking the Cubs score. The Cubs are still up 7-1.
Go Cubs!
Bottom of the fourth.
I bet Mr. Dave is just loving it.
Brad is probably like freaking out right now. He said Saturday night he could barely get any sleep because of the game. So yeah, he
was
pretty nervous.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So a game. Okay.
Let's play a little game.
I have a game. And this is inspired by one of my favorite comic strips called XKCD. I don't know if you guys have heard of this or not. I'm sure Ruben has. Leighton, I don't know if you have or not. But it's like, if you're a nerd, it is a requirement to read this comic strip. It is like, and it's not just a requirement, it's just like all nerds read this. At least
okay.
somewhat. So anyways, so he had some really odd words that I wasn't sure were actually words until I looked them up, and I'm like, wow, this is weird. But very, very random. Yeah.
So you're making, the game we're about to play, is you're completely making it up.
Yes.
Wow, Jeff. I thought it was like a website, like no. Wheel of Fortune or something.
So we're going to keep track of Ruben versus Leighton.
Okay.
And there's 2 points available. I'm going to give you a word, and you have to answer, A, is it a word or is it not a word?
Okay.
And B, guess the correct definition for the word.
So you'll give us a definition?
No.
Or we'll just have to try to just guess.
Try to guess okay. it. You get 3 points for getting the definition right and 1 point for guessing whether it's a word or not.
Okay.
And you can guess the same thing or you can guess different things.
We should, Leighton, before either one of us gives an answer, we should decide what our answer is going to be as far as yes, it's a word, no, it's not a word.
I agree. How do we, like, stay true to it?
We'll just cue each other and say, are you ready? I'm ready.
Okay. All right.
Or Jeff can ask us if we're both ready.
Sure. Okay. The first, and some of these are just, like, absolutely weird words. So the first word is...
Hold on, one question.
Yes.
Even if we think it's not a word, should we still give a definition of what it might be?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. That way you have that chance of, if it is a word, you can score those 3 points. So the first word is erinaceous.
And can you spell it for us?
Yes. The spelling is E-R-I-N-A-C-E-O-U-S. Erinaceous.
Erinaceous.
So you have to decide whether it's a real word or not. And if it is...
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
I shall not, as that would... If it is a real word, we'll give away okay. the definition.
All right.
Although I can tell you it is an adjective.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, you ready,
Lane? I am too.
Okay, what do you guess?
I think it is a word. And I think,
I concur.
Okay, and I think the definition is an eerie feeling.
Ooh, that is a very good guess. Leighton?
I'm going to guess that it is an adjective to describe something that tends to be wrong.
Also a very good guess. However, you guys are both correct in that it is a word.
Ugh.
Yay, you each get a point. The definition, you're way off. Erinaceous means resembling or pertaining to a hedgehog.
Hmm.
Very...
I'm glad, that was my next guess.
I'm glad there's a word for that.
Yeah.
That would be a great slam.
You are so erinaceous. I guess, yeah, it's a weird word. I guess it's
hedgehogs
still in the dictionary.
Are quite cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Are you keeping track of score, or do you want me to?
You can, actually. Okay. Yeah, that's one for each of you. That makes it a little bit easier. All right, so the next word is bibble. B-I-B-B-L-E, bibble.
Bibble.
And I remember this word from my childhood, although I wasn't sure if it was real or not.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
It's so simple that it has to be a word.
Okay.
So I'm going yes.
You're going yes? Leighton?
I agree. I also think it's a word.
All right. And Ruben, what is your definition?
Frivolous speech.
Okay. And Leighton?
I think it oh man. I think that it means I think it means to have to do with like some sort of like the documentary or something.
Interesting.
Interesting. Yes. Well, again, you are both correct. It is a word.
Okay.
However, you're still off in the definitions.
So we each get one.
Shoot.
Bibble means to eat or drink noisily and or often.
Oh, man.
And I remember this word from...
It's like the edible version of slurping.
Yeah, it's like a noisy nibble or something.
Like
I don't
splotching.
Know.
It would almost sound like that.
Yeah. And I remember hearing this from VeggieTales. Remember when Bob hates the theme song and Larry like leans over, he's like, bibble, bibble, bibble. This in the one episode, I just remember that so clearly in my mind. And I thought it was a nonsense word. All right. Next word, quig.
Quig. Can you spell it for us?
Q-U-I-G. Quig.
And are you going to give a part of speech?
Yes, it is a noun.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. I'm ready as well.
All right.
Maybe I should say my
sure.
thing first this
sure.
time.
Okay.
And go ahead and give the
okay.
definition right away as well.
Okay, I don't think it's a word, but I'm going to call this, I'm going to give the definition as, like something like an air bubble in your throat, like or like something similar to a hiccup.
Okay.
Okay.
I also don't think it's a word, but my definition would be almost like a quick sip, just like swallowing something really quickly.
Well, again, you guys both get a point.
Yes.
Because it is not a word.
And so what does it mean?
It doesn't. But according to Urban Dictionary, it means, which Urban Dictionary obviously has meanings for words that don't exist, but... a long-haired, frail creature with human-like characteristics, yet more primitive. Interesting.
What?
Kind of like
a
prehistoric zombie, except still alive.
So not a zombie.
Not a zombie, but acts like a zombie.
Okay, okay.
Is what I would imagine. All right, next word, choir.
And spell that?
Q-U-I-R-E, noun.
Q-U-I-R-E?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Yes, I am also ready.
All right.
Yes, I do think it's a word, and I think it means to obtain or to get.
Okay.
I am going to say that it is a word. I think that it's just another spelling for the word choir, as in like a group of people that are singing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. It is a word. So you both get
yes.
a point.
Okay.
The definition is 2 dozen sheets of paper.
What?
And
I was so close.
It's just like, yeah, you had something with numbers there, Leighton, so that was close.
Well, but I also the people that are singing in the choir usually have folders, and those folders have papers in them.
Oh, so they could have
a it's choir. A choir within a choir.
Yes.
Choirception.
Choirception. Wow. All right, the next word is xerts. X-E-R-T-Z. And it is a verb.
Spell it again.
X-E-R-T-Z.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, me too.
All right. Go ahead, Ruben.
No, I don't think it's a word. And if it would have a definition, it would be some kind of special rock.
Okay.
Or jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Leighton?
I'm going to say that it is a word. And I think you said it's a verb.
Yes.
Oh, I guess I screwed that one up. No 3-point play here.
And I'm going to guess that it means to, oh my word. Shoot. I'm going to guess it means to hush something.
To hush something.
Yes.
Leighton gets a point because it is a word.
Holy cow.
You're leading.
And Ruben, you actually had the definition for this last time with the word quig.
Are you serious about drinking something quickly?
It means to gulp down quickly. Exerts. I've never heard of this word before. It was just weird.
Man, the tension was palpable there.
It was palpable. Ooh. All right, so what's our score so far?
Leighton is leading 5-4.
5-4. All right. The next word is...
It's like the World Series of Words.
It is the World Series of Words. The next...
The word series.
...word is axolotl. Axolotl. A-X-O-L-O-T-L. It is a noun.
Can you say it again?
Axolotl.
Okay, I'm ready.
Axolotl.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm still thinking.
Ruben,
I'm ready.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready.
Oh.
All right. Ruben, go ahead.
Okay. I don't think it's a word. If it would have a definition, it would be to hold something in a spoon.
Okay. Leighton?
I'm guessing it is a word. No. I don't think it's a word. You said it's a verb?
It's a noun.
Okay. I'm going to guess that it is something... Oh, man. Axolotl. I'm guessing it is some kind of utensil.
Okay. You both get 0 points this time because it is a word. And actually, it's a kind of salamander that you can have as a pet. And I have seen pictures of these before, but I've never known what it was. But it looks like a kind of a fish head with the gills sticking out of the body. And it's got legs there. So like a lizardy, salamandery thing with the gills outside of the body. And apparently they can walk on land as well.
Wow.
So
I think actually that a lizard can count as a utensil. Because pets can be utilized as some utensils. Kind of utensil. Never mind. Just go.
Yeah. All right. The next word is groggle. G-R-O-G-G-L-E. And it is a noun.
Say it again.
Groggle.
And it's groggle.
It's a noun.
Okay. Okay, I do have my answer.
Okay.
Are you ready, Leighton?
I do too. Okay. Yes.
It is definitely a word, and it is when you wake up from a sleep and you can't quite... function right because you can't, your people are talking to you but you still are in a grog.
Okay. Leighton?
I'm gonna say that it's not a word, but if it would have a definition, you said it's a noun?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to guess that it is my word. It's not a word, but if it had a definition, I would guess that it is some kind of utensil.
Again, with the utensils. This is great. All right. Leighton, you get a point because it's not a word.
Oh, come on. That has to be a word. That has to be a word.
We run into a dilemma here because although it is not a word, on Urban Dictionary, Ruben got the definition correct.
Whoa!
So do we count this, since it's not a real word, do you count the definition as correct?
You got to give me at least a 1 point.
I know. I would say so as well. What do you think, Layton? Because this is something I was not expecting.
Well, you know my opinion. Okay, fine then. Fine then. Let him have 1 point, since it's the unofficial definition.
It is the unofficial definition. When you sleep for 10 hours and you still wake up tired, you have the groggles. Just very interesting. Only one. I guess there's a couple definitions here, and they're pretty much the same thing.
All right. How many more words do we have? We should get close to wrapping these up.
Sure.
And right now, the score is Layton has 3, 5. Layton has 6, and I've got 5.
All right. All right, I've got a couple more here that I will go with. I do have a number more, but I'll just pick out a couple here. All right, the next word is yaggle. Y-A-G-G-L-E. And it would be a noun.
Yaggle with a Y.
Yaggle.
Okay. All right, Layton, are you ready?
Hold on. I'm still thinking. Okay, yeah, I have my answer.
Okay. Do you want to go first this time?
Sure.
Sure.
I'm going to go with not a word, but if it were a word, I'm going to guess that it is a small utility.
Utility.
I'm going with yes, it is a word, and it is meaningless conversation amongst young women.
Ooh, that is a very good guess.
Young women.
I like that definition. However, it is not a word.
Oh.
So Layton gets a point there.
Yes.
Urban Dictionary definition is to actively pursue a fun schedule with the aid of technology. Which I'm guessing is it's probably pronounced Yoggle, cross between Yahoo and Google, maybe.
Mm.
I'm not sure about that one. It's really interesting that these actually show up in Urban Dictionary.
It is.
Yeah.
All right.
Two more words.
Okay. And I should have mentioned this. Like, you guys could be playing along at home if you want to. You could just pause it, write down, or think of your own definition, and play along, see if you could beat us.
Yes. All right, dear. The next word is snaffle, and it is a noun.
Can you spell it?
S-N-A-F-F-L-E.
And it is a noun. Okay.
Okay, I have my answer.
Okay, me too.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes, it is a word, and it is a small British snack.
Ooh. Layton?
Okay, I'm going to go with yes, it is a word. And I'm going to guess that it is like a... it's like a noise that is kind of made by, like, you know when people like suck their snot from their nose into the back of their throat and then hock a loogie?
Mm-hmm.
The sound that you make when you suck the booger into, like, the snot into the back of your throat, I'm going to call that a snaffle.
Very interesting. Yes, it is a word. So you won't get a point there.
Okay.
It, however, the definition is a part of a simple horse bridle. Like, I'm assuming a kind that you would lead a horse around with, but not actually used to ride. I'm not sure. But it's a part of a horse bridle.
Okay. Layton's still leading 8-6.
8-6. All right. The last word is syzygy. S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y.
Oh, my goodness.
Syzygy.
And what is it? What part of speech is it?
Sorry, it was a noun.
Syzygy. Syzygy.
Okay, I'm ready.
I have my...
All right.
Just because it's so weird, I think it has to be a word. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking, yes, it's a word. Definition, I'm kind of in the dark, but I'm going to go with So it's a noun, right?
Yes.
So when people come together and there is a major positive thing that happens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Leighton?
I'm going to go with not a word. But if it were a word, I'm going to guess that it is a ceremony that may or may not include scissors in the ritual of the ceremony.
It may or may not. So may or may not. Any ceremony?
Any ceremony.
It could be a ribbon cutting. It could be a baptism.
Yes.
I don't know, but either way, that would be a lot of fun, huh?
Ruben gets a point because it is a word. Layton's definition is by far not anything close. Ruben, you came really close to the definition, but it's not quite there. A syzygy is when there's two things, specifically or usually two things that correspond or are connected in some way. It could be like a solar eclipse, or when the moon and sun are completely opposite of each other. It's used in that context the most. However, it can also be used for other things that correspond to each other that are connected in some way. It's basically a pair of connected things or corresponding things.
Very good.
So interesting. What's the final score here?
I did close the gap, but not quite enough to come away with the win. Layton did win 8-7.
Wow.
So
that's pretty good.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
All right.
If only.
That was a fun game, Jeff.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming up with it. And I think that pretty much we're ready to wrap it up. Any closing thoughts from either of you guys? Something you guys had to say before we wrap this up?
The Cubs are still ahead. 7-1.
What inning is it?
It is the bottom of the fifth.
I learned so much about baseball, and I think maybe that's why I started to enjoy it a little bit.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. And that was actually presented to us the last time, or actually the past couple times I went to music camp, is that the more you learn and know about something, the more you enjoy it. So, I mean, yeah, like you said, you may hate basketball until you learn how it works, learn how difficult it is or the tricks of it, and then you start to enjoy it. It goes pretty much across the board. Not necessarily 100% of the time, but I think it's a thing.
Yeah. So that's all I've got. Layton, we do need our word of the week yet.
I'm going to go with word of the week is goat.
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 Okay.
Yes.
And anything else yet, Jeff?
No.
All right.
Not that I know.
Thank you guys for listening. Mr. Dave will probably be joining us next week. And again, we won't have a live stream because we'll be recording later in the evening. And then Layton,
don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote in our poll.
That's right. Vote in the poll.
We need to know about our logo.
Head over there, right now, and just cast your vote. Every vote matters. It doesn't matter which way you're going to vote. Just vote.
I'm literally going there right now to vote. And well, you should do the same.
Well, the poll's not even there yet, Jeff. So, but as you're listening to it, listener, it will be there. All right. Thank you guys for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I do encourage you to vote. And send us a message with maybe something you'd like to discuss, maybe a funny story that happened, mm-hmm. or it's not too late, still a scary story.
Yes.
Something you experienced. And you can do that either by sending a Facebook message, and we'll definitely keep your name and information private if you so choose. And that's it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Mm. Oh, well, we won't see them or hear them. We'll just know that they're listening.